This is Twit.
Well, let's keep the Samsung train rolling. And if there's one device form factor that we're not skeptical about that we actually wish we saw more of and got to play with more of, and that would be tablets. And the Samsung Galaxy Tab S7 Plus came out. And Hayato, you had some time with it, and you wrote a pretty great review for it over on Android Central. Tell me all about the Galaxy Tab S7 Plus. Is it a good tablet? Is it worth people's money? Is it the future of tablets?
So this one I'm a bit less bullish on than I am with the Fold 2. It is a fantastic tablet. So I guess we'll quickly run through some of the features with it. I'm going to try not to hit my microphone. Basically, you've got most of the same specs as some of Samsung's recent phones. So you've got like a Snapdragon 865 Plus, 6 to 8 gigs of RAM, 128 gigs of storage, etc. The point is basically it's just this very, very powerful tablet. You've got a 12.5-inch 120 hertz screen, and the screen just looks gorgeous. It's one of the best screens of any device I've used in recent memory. The trouble, of course, because it's an Android tablet, it starts to come when you need apps. So, if you're just using a tablet for media streaming, maybe, you know, Netflix, YouTube, et cetera, it's totally fine. It's got HDR support. It's a quad HD display. It's going to look gorgeous for everything you watch on it. But I do a lot of creative work, from video editing to, you know, photo editing and audio production. And none of that, with, I guess, the exception of photo editing, is really great on an Android tablet. There's no full version of Photoshop like you would get on an iPad. And even Adobe Premiere Rush, which is available on Android, and it's sort of the answer to, you know, Android users saying, I wish I had LumaFusion like the iPad. Premiere Rush is a great option, but I wasn't able to download that on the Tab S7 Plus. It doesn't show up on the Play Store. So there's a lot of frustration in terms of, I guess, sort of pro-grade media creation apps. And that's sort of the thing that I would want this for, when you've got this amazing screen and all the great tools like the S Pen and the really nice keyboard accessory. But on the bright side, what I talked a lot about in my review is that it has this DeX interface where you enable it and it basically turns the tablet into a laptop style interface. You get floating windows that you can pinned to each side of the screen. You get a taskbar, all this stuff that makes it feel like a Chromebook or any laptop. And the main advantage there is that it lets you sort of run, because you can run windowed apps, you can run the phone versions of certain apps that aren't optimized for a giant screen. And so things like Instagram work a lot better in DeX than they do on sort of the regular tablet view, where it basically just fills the entire screen with one giant Instagram app. DeX really, really helps sort of fix at least the casual Android app issue there. So that's been a big help, I think. As far as whether or not it's worth it, I mean, this is an $850 tablet that, if you want the keyboard, and I think you really need the keyboard, it's going to cost another $230. Plus, you know, if you want to get more storage or get 5G support, that's all going to cost even more, of course. So it becomes this $1,000+ tablet that it's difficult to recommend, I would say, for most people.
And that's, I mean, those numbers are close to laptop numbers, right? For like, yeah. I mean, for yeah. powerful laptop numbers. I mean, you can get an affordable laptop, and you can even get an affordable convertible laptop that also functions as a tablet for under $1,000. So yeah, I can see where it gets price prohibitive.
Absolutely. I mean, I think if you had more of those apps like Photoshop and Premiere Rush, it would be a lot easier to recommend, just because then if you just prefer a tablet over a laptop, this is a great option. But without those apps, I mean, really what this is to me is it's a great media streaming device and it's a great gaming device. But you don't have to spend $1,100+ to get those sort of things in other devices. True. So it's really just a hard sell for I think most types of users.
Well, at the same time, it's nice that there are options in that range for the few people who are willing to spend. Like, I think that reminds me of the conversation around like the Pixelbook and the higher end Chrome OS laptops like the Pixelbook, you know, where they're $1,000+ And the majority of people are going to look at that and be like, why would I spend $1,000 on a web browser, you know, or whatever everybody says about Chrome OS. But then there is always that particular few that they're like, no, you know what? My work, like I operate in Chrome OS and I want the best damn device to run Chrome OS. And so I'm willing to drop $1,000 on it. And I could see someone out there appreciating that there's a $1,000 tablet that, you know, that is like the best $1,000 Android tablet. But yeah, by and large, that's probably not most people, and especially considering the fact that tablets and Android have really not been a very magical category combination, you know, not in the same way that iPad and iOS and iPhone have been. You know, Apple has made it a very successful business out of its tablet side of things, and Google has not.
I have to wonder how much of that, and I'm speaking completely from a position of ignorance here, but how much of that is a difference in position between Apple and Google in terms of a developer's resource or incentive? You know, you've got to imagine Apple went to Adobe and incentivized them to create a full version of Photoshop that works on the iPad. Is Google just not doing that to Adobe, right? Are they being the typical kind of Google unapproachable and not proactively reaching out to the companies of the apps that they need in order to make these things become a viable product line? Are they just saying we'll support the operating system, we'll let the OEMs make the devices and hope that people put good apps on it? But could Google get more proactive in terms of soliciting those kind of apps? I think they could.
Yeah, I mean, it's this sort of endless circle, right? Because right now, basically, you know, it's not worth it from Google's perspective to you know, sort of incentivize other companies to make apps because people don't buy Android tablets. But people don't buy Android tablets because Google doesn't make anybody make good Android apps. So I don't know really, you know, like how you solve that. But I do think, like, if you're really just married to the idea of an Android tablet, I love Android on a phone at least. If you really just want Android on a tablet, this is easily the best tablet there is. And I think from a hardware perspective, this is as nice, if not nicer to me at least, than any iPad I've ever used. So there's definitely a lot compelling to it. Plus the fact that it even though it's expensive, it is a little bit cheaper than an iPad Pro 12.9, and it comes with the S Pen in the box, so you get a bit of a freebie there. If your needs don't go beyond what Android's tablet app ecosystem can offer, then yeah, this is a great pickup. $1,100 is a lot to ask for.
So you just touched on it. That was a question from the chat room. So the pen comes with it, right?
It does.
You do get the pen, but the keyboard is an add-on for a couple hundred other bucks, right?
Yeah, that'll be $230. With the keyboard, you get obviously the keyboard itself, which comes with a trackpad, and then it also comes with a back cover that I think is really, really handy. Even if you don't need the keyboard, you just want to use this as a media device. The back cover is magnetized, and it gives you this almost 360 hinge, so you can prop up the tablet at basically any angle. It's very rigid. I really like the hinge a lot. I don't know if they actually sell that separately without the keyboard for people that don't plan on typing, but it's like I said, I think the keyboard and the back cover sort of bundle is really a must have for the tablet if you really want to get the most out of it and not just I guess without it, you're basically just using it as a note-taking device, which is great. But for $850, you might as well go the extra mile and get the other accessories that make it more usable.
Might as well spend even more money.
Yeah.
Open up that pocketbook. Yeah.
That's right. Well, if Samsung's doing its job right, then that would be the no-brainer decision of anyone thinking about buying one of these. But I guess the question is, do they sell enough of them for it to be worth it? Samsung always surprises me as far as that's concerned. They might not sell enough from the outside looking in, but they obviously sell enough because they keep making them. So,
sure.